You're listening to 88.1 WHOV, the essence of Hampton University. The Scripps Howard News Watch starts right now.
Good evening. It's Monday, February 20th, and this is your smooth 88.1 WHOV News Update. I'm Sydney Bland.
And I'm Leandra Head.
Hampton University President Dr. William R. Harvey gave voice to his scathing letter to Black Entertainment Television to a worldwide audience. WHOV's Leandra Head has this special report.
National Public Radio featured Dr. Harvey on its highly rated All Things Considered program to talk about The Quad, a fictitious drama about HBCUs that Harvey, who has been an HBCU president for nearly 40 years, says sketches a damaging picture of historically Black colleges and universities.
It is an incredibly disparaging depiction of HBCUs. It's largely devoid of academics, yet it salaciously includes scenes about the president having sex with a student, an insubordinate and a band director. And I will say to you that if my band director told me what that band director indicated, he'd been fired before he left my office. And I suspect that that would have happened in most instances. The show paints an inaccurate and disrespectful picture of so many things, including women presidents. It's a sad commentary.
The letter that is now making its way all around media circles was sent to BET Chairman Deborah L. Lee. Lee argues that the program is fiction and should be viewed as such. Here's Dr. Harvey's read on that.
Even though it's fictional, why not show a balance? Why not show the academics? That's the main reason for our existence. I think that no matter the institution, the chief reason for being is the promotion of learning. Why not show that? It doesn't do that. It needs a balance.
The program's host, Michelle Martin, referenced an interview she had with the actor who plays the role of GAMU president on The Quad.
We spoke with the star of the program, Anika Noni Rose. You know, she is also a graduate of an HBCU. Her argument is to the question of balance, that it's important to address some of the things that are addressed in this series, like bullying or hazing and things of that sort. I'll just play a clip from our conversation earlier.
I think it's really important when we talk about showcasing a particular piece of culture that we don't dip it in sugar. I think if we're only showing one side of it, if we're only showing the elevated sections of it, then we aren't telling a truth. We aren't telling the story.
How would you respond to that?
Well, she's absolutely correct. And they're only showing one side. She's making my argument. She's showing only the salacious side. So why not show both sides? So yeah, I rest my case.
Educators, other college presidents, and parents are applauding Dr. Harvey for speaking out.
I've gotten a ton of emails being very supportive of what we're trying to do. And let me give you just one sentence from one of them wherein he says, I'm writing to just say thank you for your stance on The Quad. He says, this depiction of HBCUs for me personally has crossed the line. If I did not know better, and I was considering sending my child to an HBCU, after watching this, I'd rather send them to a community college. He says, with these troubling and trying times that we live in today, Lord knows we, especially the Black community, need all of the positive reinforcement we can get.
Dr. Harvey and BET Chairman Lee have spoken and are slated to discuss the matter again sometime this week. We will keep you up to date on this developing story. Leandra Head, WHOV News. In today's local news, a woman was injured in a shooting around 4:30 a.m. this morning in the area of a taxicab business. Hampton police officers were immediately called to Armistead Avenue and West Queen Street to investigate the scene. Police say the woman was shot in her side and rushed to the hospital. Police have not yet released the woman's name, but say she is expected to be okay. Hampton police are still looking for the suspects. If you have any information regarding the shooting, please contact the Hampton Police Department. In lighter news, three African-American politicians were honored by the Hampton Roads Young Democrats organization during the Heritage Celebration at Shiloh Baptist Church. The recipients were Senator Yvonne Miller, Norfolk Mayor Kenny Alexandra, and City Councilman Paul Riddick. Their goal is to honor the outstanding commitment to service that each recipient exemplified.
As we move along to national news, President Trump is under scrutiny yet again. The Senate Intelligence Committee is conducting an investigation to determine if Russian officials were involved in the 2016 presidential election. The committee is asking whether anyone who advised the Trump campaign had contact with Russia and the reverse. Trump's campaign officials deny all accusations, calling the investigation completely bogus. During a White House press conference, the president called reporters to task on even asking about Russia.
How many times do I have to answer this question?
Can you just say
Russia
yes or no
is
on
a
it?
Ruse. Yeah, I know you have to get up and ask a question, so important. Russia is a ruse. I have nothing to do with Russia. Haven't made a phone call to Russia in years. Don't speak to people from Russia. Not that I wouldn't. I just have nobody to speak to.
Some senators fear that members of the Trump administration may attempt to hide evidence. In response to that, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus says, as long as they do their job and we cooperate with them, they'll issue a report and the report will say there's nothing there. That's all I have for your national news. Maya, the weather has been unusually nice lately. Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure, Sydney. This weekend, global warming was in full effect as temperatures ranged from 60 to 70 degrees in the middle of February. But I digress. Currently, the temperature is 53 degrees. Today was a cool and sunny day with a slight breeze and high of 62 degrees with a low of 41 degrees. Tomorrow, you can expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 53 degrees and a low of 44 degrees. As strange as this weather has been, I'm not one to complain. This weekend, I got to enjoy warm weather and a few basketball games that Whitney's here to tell you all about. I'm Maya Gray.
Unfortunately, Maya, the Pirates had to deal with some losses this weekend. The Lady Pirates lost 56-66 to Bethune-Cookman, and the Pirates lost 61-62. It was a tough loss for both teams, and now the Pirates are staying in Florida to play FAMU tonight. The Lady Pirates play the Lady Rattlers tonight at 6 p.m., and the Pirates play the Rattlers at 8 p.m. You can listen to both games on your station, Smooth 88.1 WHOV. In other sports news, this past weekend was busy because it was All-Star Weekend. There was the Skills Challenge, the Three-Point Challenge, the Dunk Challenge, and the All-Star Game. Kristaps Porzingis won the Skills Challenge by blowing by everyone in the first and second round and beating Gordon Hayward in the final round. In the Three-Point Challenge, Eric Gordon beat out Klay Thompson, who faltered in the first round, and Kyrie Irving in a tie-breaking round to become the Three-Point Champion. Glenn Robinson III won the Dunk Challenge, and in his final dunk, he jumped over teammate Paul George, the Pacers mascot, and a Pacers cheerleader. Finally, in the All-Star Game, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook didn't kill each other, but they did give each other some nice alley-oops for some slam dunks. Steph Curry got dunked on by the Greek Freak, and LeBron pulled a Steph Curry by pulling up at the half-court line and draining a three. The West beat the East 192-182, and Anthony Davis won the All-Star Game MVP with a record-breaking 52 points, surpassing Wilt Chamberlain's 42 points in the 1962 game. Also part of the fun and games was a charity three-point challenge, and plenty of celebrities and NBA players were called into the court to make threes for cancer research in honor for Craig Sager. In the end, Shaq lifted up Sager's son to make a basket to get the total amount raised to $500,000 donated to the Sager Strong Foundation for Cancer Research. I don't know about you, Cameron, but after that eventful weekend, I need to take a nap.
I understand, Whitney. Hopefully this will wake you up. A couple in Ohio spotted a dog sitting in the driver's seat of a parked car. The dog was captured barking and honking the horn to get his owner to hurry up outside of the subway in Grove City. The canine named Diamond is said to be spoiled, hence the childlike behavior. I thought my dog was spoiled. Dogs really are something else, I tell you. What would you do, Sydney?
I would definitely start laughing and capture the moment on my iPhone. That's all we have for you today. I'm Sydney Bland.
And I'm Leandra Head. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your daily dose of news, sports, and weather update. Have a great evening here on Smooth 88.1 WHOV.